One day, Lily's family faced a terrible tragedy. Their house caught on fire, and they lost everything they owned. They were left with nothing but clothes on their backs. This story sounds terrible, right? Well, we shall find out. Welcome to We Can Cheer On. Things are hard. This isn't how I planned it. When things aren't going well or going as planned, we begin to feel bad, anxious, and even depressed. And then we are filled with so much negativity that we fail to see what's good around us, not to talk of appreciating it. While doing my research on gratitude, I have come to realize some things that I'll be sharing on today's episode. My name is Hadi, and this is We Can Cheer On, a podcast where I share what I have learned on some self-improvement and self-help topics. And on today's episode, I'll be talking about gratitude, its meaning, importance of practicing gratitude, things to be grateful for, and ways of practicing gratitude. But before I jump into that, I would like to share a story. There was a young girl named Lily who lived in a small village. She grew up in a loving family, but they were not wealthy. Despite that, Lily was always grateful for what she had. One day, Lily's family faced a terrible tragedy. Their house caught on fire and they lost everything they owned. They were left with nothing but the clothes on their back. Lily was devastated, but she still chose to be grateful. She was thankful that her family was safe and alive. She was grateful for the kindness of their neighbors who offered them shelter and food. Days turned weeks, and the family struggled to get back on their feet. They worked hard to rebuild their new house and start over. One day, a traveler came to their village. He saw the family's hard work and determination and decided to help. He gave them money to buy new furniture and clothes. Lily and her family were overwhelmed with gratitude. They thanked the traveler and promised to pay it forward by helping others in need. From that day on, Lily never forgot the importance of gratitude. She knew that even in the toughest of times, there was always something to be grateful for. Now, the meaning of gratitude. Gratitude simply means being grateful or thankful. Gratitude isn't just a feeling, but a way of life. Practicing gratitude continually has a lot of benefit and importance, both scientific, short and long-term, mental and physical health, career, emotional, social, and personality benefits. But I'll be mentioning a few today. First off, it reduces depression. Depression can be caused by focusing on things that aren't going well at the moment, but when one practices gratitude, it helps to see little things around that are worth it and they are worth being grateful for. Gratitude also lessens anxiety. Anxiety is mostly involved negative thinking and worrying either about the past or what may happen in the future. And a coping mechanism for anxiety is regularly practicing gratitude, which can help fight negative thoughts and help live more comfortably in the present. Gratitude or practicing gratitude, it increases self-esteem. It helps to improve our focus and it also helps with better sleep. Practicing gratitude can make you sleep more soundly because if you practice gratitude before going to bed, thinking of the positive and good things, you have more chance of falling asleep easily than when you think of bad things or negative things right before bed. Gratitude also helps to reduce stress. Yeah, it helps to reduce stress. Other benefits are of gratitude are it makes us happier, it makes us healthier, it improves our career opportunity, make us more optimistic, help us reduce materialism, which means considering material possession as more important than spiritual lives, spiritual value, people, and so on. And it also increases our spiritualism and so on. And then there are numerous things to be grateful for, and it differs from person to person. I could list 50 things to be grateful for, but why not tell me the things that you consider to be grateful for in the comment section, and then we continue on this gratitude next week, Friday. Thank you for listening to the very end of today's podcast. I hope you learned a new thing or you have broadened what you know about gratitude. This podcast is available on Spotify, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and also you can watch it as a video on YouTube. Follow us on TikTok and YouTube. Please like, share, follow, and engage. See you next time.